Hi. Hey, hello again. Hi, girls and boys. Here we go again. Come on in the house. It's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Sparky's Big Decision. I never thought that just having a broken ankle and being confined to my bed for a couple weeks could cause such consternation in Sparky's heart. I didn't know it at the time, but really, he was quite jealous. And I guess he thought I didn't love him. Anyway, he had made up his mind he was going to run away if I continued my romance with Miss Rosalie McClanahan, who works down at the radio station. Come join us and see what Sparky thinks of it all.
Oh, me, if this isn't one great big fat mess. Big John still says he's going to ask that Rosalie McClanahan to marry him after he starts having dates with her. Now, why does he want to go and have dates with a girl? And maybe she won't even give him a date. Well, I guess you can't count on that because she came to visit him the other day for no reason at all except that he has broken his ankle. And if she thinks enough of him to visit him, I think she should give him a date if he asks for it. Uh-oh, doorbell's ringing.
Sparky, you downstairs?
Yes, I am.
Isn't that the doorbell ringing?
Yes, it is.
Well, will you answer it?
Yes, sure, okay, don't worry. Boy, ever since Big John fell in love, he acts like as if nobody else knows what to do. If he asks me, he's the one that doesn't know what he's doing. Love, fooey.
Well, howdy, lad. Home all alone, are they?
Oh, hi, Yuki. No, I'm not home all alone. Big John's upstairs in bed.
Yeah, fine. Well, I've come over here to deliver to Big John his dishonorable discharge papers from the Bachelor's Forever Club. He didn't change his mind about marrying that there Miss Rosalie McClanahan gal, did he, that you know of?
No, but I'm sure trying to figure out a way to change his mind for him, Big. Almost called you Big Yuki.
Fine, Big Yuki. Well, let's see. I'll try to help you, lad. Come on, let's go over and sit down in the living room where we can put our two heads together. Maybe we can figure out a way that'll change Big John's mind on this here matter?
Yeah.
Who was that at the door, Sparky?
Yuki, Big John.
Yuki? Okay. Well, tell him to come on up. I'd like to see him. In a little while, Big John, just sit tight. I'll be up after a while. Sparky and I got a couple things we want to talk about. Yeah, all right. Well, whenever you get a chance, come on up.
Yuki, I just can't seem to think of anything. I'm quite sure when I said I wasn't going to live here anymore if Big John got married that he changed his mind.
That hasn't changed his mind, though, has it?
No, that didn't faze him a bit. Guess he just doesn't love me, Yuki.
Oh, Sparky, man, I wouldn't say that. Big John loves you, all right. I feel pretty sure.
Well, maybe he does. But he doesn't love me as much as he loves that Miss McClanahan down at the radio station.
Oh, I don't know. There's different kinds of love, you know.
Well, look, if he did, he'd rather have me here than her, wouldn't he? But he doesn't.
Well, now that you see that your bluff isn't working, are you going to change your mind about not living here with Big John no more?
I wasn't bluffing. But I'm not changing my mind either. I am going somewhere else to live, just as soon as I can figure out a place to go.
Any ideas where you might go?
Well, I've got a couple of ideas, but I just haven't made up my mind yet. I've been thinking of asking some of my friends to let me come and live with them, but I haven't decided which one of my friends to go live with.
Have any offers yet?
Well, not exactly. First, I have to let all my friends know that I'm thinking of leaving Big John's house to go someplace else to live.
Well, I see. Then after all your friends find out about that, then maybe they'll ask you to come to their house to live with them. Is that the
idea?
Yeah,
that's right. At least I hope they will. I'm going to have to find a new home, that's for sure.
Well, Sparky, lad, what if somebody who lives way out in California asked you to come out there and live with them? I mean, would you go way out there?
Sure, why not?
Well, you'd never get to see Big John anymore. You'd be pretty far away from him.
Oh, I don't care. If he doesn't love me anymore, I don't love him anymore.
What if somebody in Florida or Texas or Maine or out in Iowa, someplace like that, offers you a place to live?
It's okay. I'll go there to live. I'll go anywhere. Any place where I'll have a good, comfortable home and where I can take Bunny with me and I can go up to Alaska, Hawaii. Wouldn't be a bad idea to go to Hawaii or Canada.
Boy, lad, you must be mighty anxious to get away from here and live someplace else, eh?
But it's just that I don't want to live anywhere where people act silly with that mucky romance stuff.
Yeah, well, what if some little girl offered you a place to live, lad?
Yeah, well, I'll just show that old Big John a thing or two. In that case, if he can have a girlfriend, I can have one, too. If some little girl would ask me to come to her house to live, I just... Just made up and go there.
Whoa, lad, you wouldn't go into a thing like that there.
Oh, yeah. I got my mind made up. I'm going to show Big John a thing or two. I'm going someplace else to live, okay?
Yeah.
All right, the sooner the better.
Well, I hope you find a nice place, Sparky. We'll miss you. But you'll be happy somewhere else. Well, all I can say is good luck, you know. Good luck to you.
There's only one thing I'll miss. And that's all the guys in my gang, like Rabbit Ears McEaster and Charlie Clamerding and Max Spencer and the Wonderlic Twins and all those guys. Maybe I'll be able to talk them into moving wherever I go to live, too.
Hey, lad, I just have to think of something. I'll tell you what I'll do. I haven't got any family, and if you move out of town, I'll just pack up my stuff and I'll load up a taxi cab and I'll move to that city and live right near you. And that way you won't get homesick.
Hey, fine.
I'm fine as right, Spiky lad. In fact, real fine.
Come on, let's go see if I take John. Last time I was up there, he was writing a love letter to that Rosalie McConaughey.
He was, huh? Let's go up there and see if he's finished.
Why, of course, I'd be only too happy to have you do that.
As a matter of fact, Mr. McClanahan, I'd be honored.
I'd consider it a privilege to have you do that for me.
Sounds to me like Big John's in there in his bedroom talking to himself there, Sparky lad. What'd you say?
Oh, he's talking to someone on the telephone.
Well, the telephone, Sparky lad. Your telephone's downstairs.
Yeah, but he had another telephone put up here in the bedroom, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hey, that's a real fine idea.
All righty, Miss McClanahan. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. And you know, I think you're wonderful, too. Yes, you're wonderful to do such a nice thing for me. I really appreciate
Listen to
that.
He's talking to Miss McClanahan.
I think John's talking on the telephone to your girlfriend, are you?
All right, I'll call you Rosalie. And, Rosalie, you can call me, John. Yeah, there's no reason why we should talk to one another like perfect strangers. Yeah, after all, we're going to become very good friends, aren't we?
Boy, he didn't even look up when you talked to him. He might be going to become very good friends with that old Miss McClanahan, but it seems to me that he's neglecting the friends that he has right now. Big John, Yuki's here.
Oh, you're just saying that, Miss McClanahan. I mean, Rosalie, you're just saying that because I'm laid up with a broken ankle.
Boy, isn't it disgusting?
Do you? Really? I mean, honest, you're not kidding me.
You know, lad, I see what you mean when you say Big John looks like a big old sick cow.
He looks like that all day long.
Well, all right, Rosalie. Well, thanks again. Yes, I'll be waiting to see you. Goodbye.
Howdy, Big John. Talking on the telephone to your girlfriend, were you?
Me. She wants me to call her by her first name. Rosalie. Rosalie. Oh, that's a pretty name. That's a beautiful name. She calls me John.
Well, what do you expect her to call you? Rover or something?
What? Oh, hi, Sparky. I didn't hear you come in. Did Yuki decide to go home? I thought you said he was at the door.
Come on, snap out of it, Big John. Yuki's standing right here at the foot of your bed.
Huh? Oh, hi, Rosalie. I mean, Yuki. Hey, guess I'm on a sort of a daze, Yuki. Hey, Sparky, we've got to get busy. Get the house straightened up. How about you and Yuki getting the vacuum sweeper out and sweep the floors and dust the furniture, too? And make sure that the kitchen is real clean. And, I wish I could get up out of this bed and make sure this house is in order because...
Well, what's happening?
Sparky, Miss McClanahan, Rosalie, is coming to visit us.
Again? She was here just last Friday.
Yes, and she's coming again today. She's coming here right after work. She's going to fix supper for us. Oh, Sparky, we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful home-cooked meal. What do you think of that, huh?
She's coming here to fix supper for
us.
Yes. You mean I'm going to have to sit at the same table with her and eat my supper?
Yes, isn't it wonderful? And she says she's going to come out here every evening after work and fix our supper for us until I'm well enough to get up and get around the house again. Isn't she wonderful?
What? Every day? Oh, that settles it. Now I know I'm leaving. I'm definitely going to find someplace else to live. And on top of that, Big John, I'm not going to eat supper tonight. Or any other night, either.
I'm going to eat some chili and hamburgers up at Harvey Hofstadter's Hamburger Hut, lad. You want to go with me?
Yeah, I'll eat with you tonight, Yuki. Goodbye, Big John. I may never return. And if I don't... Well, all I've got to say is... No, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
see what I mean, boys and girls? He was all upset over nothing, just because I'd found a new friend and because the new friend happened to be a very eligible young lady. And me being a bachelor and all that, and having been looking for a girlfriend for a long time, why should Sparky suddenly act as though his little world had come to an end? Well, he'll get over it. You tune in tomorrow and just see for yourself.